Hello and welcome back to Cain, Pun and Dice, a podcast that forgot to put out a poll this week. I'm Mark.
I'm Martin. I'm one of the people that forgot.
Yes, as am I. We were distracted. We were talking about this just before we started recording. Distracted by the fact there was an election. And I think it's safe to say we got the result we wanted. and also, normally, Martin pointed out before we started recording as well, normally one of you says, is there a poll? So if anything, it's as much your fault as it is ours, if not more so.
We're all in this together, right? You know, all you guys vote in the polls. And if you don't tell us, what do you expect us to do? Remember things? Have you never listened to this before?
and maybe it was a subconscious thought that there's enough polling going on in the last week. Maybe you wouldn't want to do another poll. So in many ways, you should be thanking us for that. So
we saved you one more vote.
We saved you an extra vote. It's hard voting, isn't it?
Which you do, cross or a tick. I was a poll clerk, and the number of people that go, oh, what is it? Do I do a cross or a tick? It's written on the fucking piece of paper. But you can't say that, can you? You have to say just a cross in the one cross in the box.
Like that. That's my poll clerk voice. It's good. I liked it. You have to be nice to the general public, despite the utter contempt we have for them. You have to be nice to them. Because I hate the public. All of them. All of them.
At least they hate us too. So it's not a one-way street.
That's why it's all fine. Let's do some stats. This is part 10 of Portal of Evil. Can you believe it?
Hell,
it's just going on and on, isn't it? Hopefully we die in this one. but I'll read some stats. Martin's got skill of 9. He's got stamina of 8. He's got luck of 7. He's got 10 provisions. Now this is where it gets interesting. Hortak and Dibble, something like that. Two names.
Two miners or something.
He's got a hunting horn, 2 mirrors, 2 left legs, a potion of true scent?
Sight.
Sight. That is not what I've written.
I listened not back even close. This morning to see you would say about what you'd written down.
Nice. Trusty sword, armor, talisman. I think that's gone, hasn't it? Spider eyes, mole armor, SMS of thick candles, minus helmet with lantern, bundle of torches, stout rope.
Torches. Good.
Torches? Yeah. 1 point, sword's ease. I don't know what that means. Sword's ease, 1 point.
It means that I think I take one less damage in fights if I can't remember. Something like that.
Something like that. That's fine. And a big egg. Oh, and also 20 gold pieces. So that's, I wasn't far off, was I?
Lucky boy.
So, if there had been a poll, it would have gone something like this. A big fucking swamp witch is right in your face and she smells of scotch egg and joss sticks.
That's the most important takeaway from last episode. If you take away anything else, it's that scent. Just put yourself there, everybody. Just use your scent memory to place yourself in the scene.
Exactly. And she begins to whisper and trace a pattern in the air. You are sure she is casting a spell against you. So the choices would have been interrupt her, protesting mean no harm to the forest, attack her, or wait to see the result of her incantation. So as we didn't do a poll, what Martin's going to do instead is roll a dice. If it's 1 to 2... we're going to go for the first choice, 3 or 4 rather, attack her, 5 or 6, wait to see the result of her incantation.
Here we go, shiny little die going into me jobby, and sorry everybody for the poll thing. It's a 2. None of these sound like good choices anyway, to be fair. Shut up!
Martin's going to be like Ben Habib on Question Time, and just talk over a woman. 2, 3, 6. Ben Habib is a prick. Lignia, he's from Reform. That's the main reason he's a prick.
I didn't know the name, and I don't watch Question Time because
it's because I watched Question Time about an hour ago. Lignia breaks off her chanting, and her thin, horrible, joss-sticky fingers cease their complex figures. It is very easy for you to claim friendship with the forest, she says in a pathetic, whiny fucking voice. But the contrary evidence is there. Hanging from your belt. Don't throw it in the river. Hanging from your belt. Very specific reference. hanging from your belt. Prove your harmlessness, warrior. Surrender your weapon and then go down into my garden. No, thanks.
No.
No, you're right. And expend some of your warlike energies in fruitful labour. Repair the wounds inflicted on my charges by your fellow soldiers. Would you agree to these instructions? Or will you refuse and insist on leaving?
See, if she was in the middle of some kind of magic trick, I'm gonna do as I'm told for now. I'm as much as I don't want to go down into her garden, and nobody would, if you knew what we know. But I'm going to obey the yes, I'm gonna obey. Let's go scroll.
You're gonna agree to the instructions. Okay.
I will for now, and then if I have to fight her, at least I'll die in a pitiful way, having given up completely, surrendered entirely.
Reluctantly, you unbuckle your sword, but oh no.
Very reluctantly.
Yeah, and drop it on the wooden platform. Then you look over the edge to find that the rope ladder now extends to the ground. So you go down it. You wander into the dell and unenthusiastically begin to inspect the damaged plants.
Just kicking them.
Just kicking them. With your bare hands, you dig holes in which you plant uprooted saplings. You clear the lawns of branches. You just fucking... It's like a Saturday job. You clear the lawns of branches that have been...
Took me a shiny pound coin at the end of it.
I know. That's all not... She shined something else as well. You replace turf in boot marks. You pull rubbish out of the stream. Like, a discarded child's toy. After a while, you find yourself enjoying your work. You stand up to survey the results and see Lignia walking towards you, followed by a dozen dryads. Okay. She's holding your sword at arm's length as she returns it to you with a shudder. Take this thing, she says. I no longer fear that you'll use it against me or my forest. Forgive my mistrust, but we have few friends now. Even the wood elves have turned against us. And please accept these gifts. I sense that they will be important to you. Two dryads, whatever the fuck they are, approach.
They're like forest pixies or something, I think.
Oh, well, I hate them.
Imagine like a leafy... Bird. Imagine like if the... oh, no, I can't even think what it is. But there's like a sprite character with like a sort of flower head from a cartoon that I'm picturing. And I can't remember. But like the Jolly Green Giant, smaller. Yeah, I know. It was something between the two.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The Jolly Green normal-sized man.
Okay, perfectly imagine that. Two dryads approach, each bearing a tiny bird in a small wooden cage. One bird has red plumage, the other blue. You put them in your backpack. That's cruel. And when you look up, you're alone again.
Can I do a prestige with them? Oh, I suppose they're different colours, yes. So no.
Probably not. One blue bird. That's the cold one. And one red bird.
That's how you can tell. But yeah. That is, one considering hot. That these things claim to love nature, keeping birds in cages, you're right, that's pretty antithetical to their ways.
I imagine it would impact the insult slightly by if this woman of the forest gives you two birds, you just shove them in a bag, on your back.
thanks, I suppose.
Thanks.
Now two more mouths to feed. That's a fucking drain.
Yeah.
Much you leave like the clearing, she left continue. Somebody with.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Two more mouths to feed.
144.
One four four. Sorry, I was enjoying my self-indulgence. 144.
No, as you should. Coming down from the hillside, you plunge into the dark shadows of the trees and you struggle southwards toward the undergrowth. Deeper into the forest. Oh, that wasn't the new sentence.
I thought it was too.
Forest. Yeah. Somewhere in this wilderness lurks the evil power that you seek. Power that transforms ordinary beings into shriveled, you just met her, shriveled, faceless, mindless slaves. The power that summons obsolete monsters from ages past. You suspect that the evil has been awakened by the delving of the gold-hungry miners, and you worry that you have missed the correct mine, that you have already travelled too far.
Oh.
However, the paths that you are now crossing still run from east to west, and you assume that there are still mines to be found to the east. You resolve to continue that way in the morning, but now it is dusk and you have found a clearing in which to sleep. Your eye is caught by a nearby tree that towers above the rest of the forest. As you watch, you see lights appear among the branches. When you look down again, you find yourself surrounded by slender green bowmen.
Clothed, bowmen. I would say clothed bowmen. As well. Yeah.
Clothed. Yeah, bowmen. As I read it. Bowmen. I read all of that wrong. They are wood elves, and they are catching... No, they're not. They are notching arrows to their bows. Will you run? Will you talk to them?
Well, they've already got arrows notched, so they'll probably shoot me in the back. I'm going to talk to them and probably. Say, please don't shoot me, you green-clothed bowman. 42.
Bowman. 42, isn't it?
42.
Yes, that's exactly... Well, no, they don't look like her, actually. No. They all look a little bit like Mark Almond.
Oh, God, yeah, because there's the picture of them. One's got a crown on, though. They look like... You know when you used to see sea monkeys? They look like if you just gave them fishtails, they could be all sea monkeys. Mm. And a little bit like Namor the Submariner as well.
A little bit like that, and a little bit like Mark Almond. Imagine all those three things together. Standing in the middle of the circle... No, yes, of a circle of taut bows, you ask the wood elves what they want of you, but they remain silent. You're not afraid. Wood elves are not usually unfriendly to humans. Another band of elves enters the clearing, and you realise from her bearing and her costume that the leader is the queen of the tribe.
Oh, that's you bow. She. Okay.
Right. Yeah. You bow as she approaches. She's stern and unsmiling, and asks you your business. You explain that you are searching for the source of the evil that has arisen in the forest.
Then we can help you, she says. Oh. You should travel east rather to the mountains. But tomorrow we will escort you there. Tonight you must rest with us.
You thank her for a kind offer after your ears stop bleeding and accept it. In fact, you have little choice, and as a dozen arrows are still aimed at you. Sorry, I lost my place in.
Forgive our suspicions, adds the queen. These days it is hard to know whom to trust.
And that is the correct use of whom.
What is it with all these forest women who want me to stay the night or, you know, tend to their gardens?
Oh, right.
I'm that irresistible with my two left legs and my spider eyes.
And your mole armour. It's the mole armour, yeah, does it?
Probably.
The elves form a marching column with you at its centre and move off into the forest. Exactly like that.
That's what I pictured.
You're walking along woodland paths, but the trees seem misty and your footsteps are muffled. If you have a potion of true seeing, which you do, turn to 335.
335, 335. Sorry. 335.
It works with any numbers, it's fine.
It seems to, yeah. 335. That's a shame. It's best with 222, though.
It does work best with 222. That is the rule. The elves make no move to stop you as you reach into your backpack and find the phial of potion. You drink the bitter liquid, look around, and almost eat your death as you stagger ashore. The narrow path along which the elves' column marches is indeed winding between the forest trees, but the path is a magical silvery ribbon that snakes upwards through the treetops towards the upper branches of the tall tree with light in its branches. Too many branches in that sentence.
Also, I've imagined like a row of people, but it keeps saying column, like they're on shoulders, like we are like yes. Goombas from modern 3D Mario games. So maybe that's how we're marching,
things.
Just as a column.
Those spiky sound
like that
things.
As well. Yeah.
Branches. For a few moments, you're lost in the wonder and beauty of the scene. Then you turn to the elf behind you and stifle a gasp of horror and fear. The appearance of the elves is an illusion. The potion allows us to see them as they really are. Thin, pallid, ragged travesties of elves with blank eyes
like
and
before.
Mechanical movements. Yeah. Each wearing a shadow-shrouded stone talisman around his neck. They are all holidaymaker warriors, but you cannot escape now. The jump to the forest floor would mean your death. You must pretend that you are still deceived by their illusion, despite how you reacted to them, and escape at the first opportunity.
217. Yeah, it would have given it away a little bit, wouldn't it? 217.
Gasp in horror. I think it's safe to say they go, hang on a minute, this is our true form. The narrow path passes a wooden hut. The marching column halts, and the elf queen opens the hut's door and invites you to enter.
Rest here tonight, she says, and tomorrow some of my elves will take you to your destination.
It does explain her voice
a little
bit, doesn't
behind
it?
You. It does, yeah. Yeah, she's horrible. There is just one windowless room, containing only a straw mattress on which you sit. You can eat a meal from your provisions at this point and restore up to 4 points of stamina.
Do I need to? What's my...
We've got 8. And your top is 18, so...
Oh, yeah, I better add then. If I've got something
to
eat, I might
12.
As well. Because this is a book where you have to wait to be told, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You're down to 9 provisions.
All right.
There seems nothing to do in the darkness, but you have an idea. Instead, go to sleep and await the morning. If you do this, it's 376. Or if you want to leave the hut and explore your surroundings, it's 177.
I might have a look around. You never know. I'm worried that if I go to sleep, they might just come and stab me.
Yeah.
I'll have a look around. You never know.
Have a look around.
Might learn some more. Mr. Pound, have a look round.
Have a look round. Great. Best thing ever.
That's the best 10-second loop of cassette recording I've ever heard in a shop.
Yeah. Have a look round. It's Mr. Pound. Have a look round. The black shape shimmers like heat haze. Am I on the right one?
Hang on. I'm not. 177, isn't it?
177. I've gone completely wrong.
Is it?
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm reading it.
I've gone 117.
Oh, approach the door. Yeah, okay, because I'm going to go out and have a look.
You approach the door, and a voice says, "Don't you touch, you step back." Oh, hang on, sorry. Don't touch. You step back as the voice continues. Don't be alarmed. I'm not actually a talking door. I'm an elven in charge. I just sort of hover around. The door.
What was in that potion?
Inside. I know, right? I'll open it if you say the right number.
Oh.
You ask what the right number is. I can't tell you that, says the voice. Oh, I don't have to say any numbers at all. Just in case, I assume that says. But last been very dull since all the elves were turned into holiday maker warriors. I'll give you a clue. If numbers were letters, my number would be in left, but not in little soft felt elf.
What?
Is that any help? I'm afraid you only get one chance to say the right number. So it's in left, but not in little soft felt elf. So
what the fuck is it on about?
My number would be in left, but my number little would soft be in felt elf. So it's not one of left. The letters not, replaced so with a number.
No, and it's not Roman numerals because L is over the other side as well. Not that I can remember what L is. I think it's 50 or something.
Shall I read the rest of this anyway? If you want to try to unlock the door this way, make a note of this paragraph number so you can return it if your guess is wrong. Then turn to the number that you think will unlock the door. If you guess wrong, return to this paragraph. You have to find another way out of this prison with some difficulty. Oh, hang on. Or not do that. So you've got another option.
I'll have to think while you read the rest of that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the rest of it is what the other options you've got.
Okay.
So
let's give it, I don't know, a minute or so just to have a think. So if numbers, fucking hell, what a prick. If numbers were letters, my number would be in left, but not in little soft felt elf. Felt and left are anagrams. Elf has some of the letters of left in it. I mean, this is a puzzle for children, as so often is the case with these things, these roadblocks that we come across. Well, there are 10-year-olds that should have solved this.
The O and the I in Little Soft Felt Elf are not in left. I'm not sure that helps, but merely an observation.
And not in soft. Well, it's a puzzle I'm going to have to Google. And if any of these options means that we die, I'm going to see if that is the answer. Maybe we'll ask the, well, people will tell us. If people know, they'll smugly tell us, won't they?
They will.
I just
smug.
See, this feels like this is like a 1% club type question.
It is. But and you're normally good at that.
I'm normally all right at that up until about 15% when I fall apart. And so I know if I was ever on there at 30, I would take the 1,000 and be very happy with that because otherwise it's all gone. I don't think I know. Have you got any gut feelings there?
No. Well, I have, but that's because I've had a lot of hummus. And I don't think it's relevant to this.
All right. Well, let's see what my options are then because I'm going to have to find another way out of the prison. So sorry, everybody.
You have to find another way out of this prison. With some difficulty, you pull up a couple of floorboards. You peer down into the darkness. Nice. And then recoil as you realise that you can see branches waving in the breeze far below you. This house
They're
is
waving
the
at
limbs.
You.
Look! The highest limbs of the elves' tree home. You must try to climb down. A length of rope would be very useful. If you have one, you do. Stout rope. Turn
stout
to
rope.
91.
All right, well, let's use my stout rope then. Fuck knows what that puzzle is. I'm going to take a picture of that before I turn, though, because I'm going to study that puzzle in a bit. Well, I'm going to Google that puzzle in a bit. 91.
Yes. You tie one end of your rope around one of the uprooted floorboards, which you then place across the gap in the floor. Like in MacGyver in this.
Very
drop
clever.
The coil of rope. You drop the coil of rope through the gap, and hand over hand, you begin to descend, grasping the rope between knees and ankles as you go. You see that these upper branches of the elves' tree home are a maze of ramps and stairs that link the wooden dwellings.
I'm out of my depth.
You know, It's accessible, ramps and stairs. That's good. As you also pass open windows and doorways, you glimpse some of the elves. Each is stationary and silent. Now that the Queen's illusion spell has dissipated, it is clear that all the wood elves are holidaymaker warriors, having been enthralled by the evil power that you hope to find and defeat. You reach the end of the rope, but you have not yet reached the ground. You scramble onto one of the tree's broad lower limbs, and as you stand there indecisively, you hear a groan. It seemed to come from inside the tree's trunk. When you investigate or attempt to jump to the ground.
Well, if I hear a groan, I'm going to stop and investigate it. I don't know. Well, I'm only human, or whatever I am now. I've got spider eyes and moleskin and other men's legs. So I think I will have a little listen, because it might be a sexy groan.
It might be.
Lots of things in the woods seem to want to do me. I'm going to investigate and go to 249. Just an object to these people.
Lots of things in the woods want to do me.
249. I can't help having that kind of magnetism, can I?
No, I've often thought that. I bet forest dwellers want to do Martin. It's a thought I've often had. You walk along the broad limb until you reach the centre of the tree. The trunk is as wide as a house, and there is a cleft in the bark that is big enough to squeeze through. Mm-hmm. You look inside. It is a sentry post, and the groan came from a young elf, apparently in the throes of a nightmare while asleep on duty. His facial features look like those of a normal elf, and his clothes are still quite clean and tidy. You assume that he has only recently been impressed into the ranks of the Holidaymaker Warriors. As you expect, he wears a stone talisman around his neck. He seems to be struggling to pull it off as he dreams. Well, we've all been there.
If you're not in the mood, mate.
Not in the mood. Don't force it. Make it sore. Behind him, a staircase carved out of the interior of the trunk winds downwards. Will you tiptoe past the sleeping guard and go down the stairs, or will you try to remove the talisman from round the guard's neck?
Oh, well, that might snap him out of his holidaymaker fugue state, and maybe
Wankathon.
He might be my wankathon. Yeah, well, either way, let's see if we can free him from his wankathon with
313.
Fucking hell!
Don't wank it off, mate. Oh, in front of me. As you gently, so did he. As gently as you can, you take hold of the talisman's leather cord and pull it off the head of the sleeping elf. Nothing else. He cries out once, and then his body slumps. You feel that he's dead.
He's finished.
After you shake him, he's done. After you shake him, however, he wakes suddenly and starts back as he catches sight of the talisman hanging on its cord. He snatches it from your hand and dashes it to the floor. He takes a deep breath and says, "A thousand thanks, my friend. Just in time, you have saved me from perpetual slavery and existence.
Holiday makery.
Death. Holiday makery. Thank you for reminding me what I was. All my tribe are lost, subject to the tyrant warlord of that dread portal below the earth. I must warn the humans in Clan Castle. Our queen plans to continue the illusion spell that concedes the true nature of the wood elves. She will march the entire tribe to meet the free humans as if in friendship, and then at the warlord's bidding, the wood elves will strike. Follow me. There is another sentry at the foot of these stairs. He will suspect me less than you."
Fair dues.
You follow the elf. Fair point. You follow the elf down through the darkness. When you emerge from the bottom of the tree into the open forest, you find an elven holiday maker warrior lying senseless on the leaf-strewn ground. The elf
finished
you
as well.
Has disappeared. Yeah. The elf you saved has disappeared towards Clan Castle, and you decide to do likewise, but in the opposite direction.
Well, how can I do the same as him, but the opposite way?
You can't, can you? That's stupid.
150. That's the only option I've got, so never mind.
You decide to follow him in the other direction. You run across... Clever, you're going to meet him the other side of the world.
Yeah.
You run across... Keep going straight, you're bound to run into each other again. It's fine. You run across...
I don't know how
across,
big this world is, to be fair. We'll have to find out.
It might be a micro world.
It might be... Maybe. It's all fake anyway, isn't it? It's all made up.
It's all
Who
bullshit.
Cares?
You run across the clear ground that surrounds the elves' towering tree home and plunge into dense undergrowth. You turn to look back and are appalled to see the entire wood elf tribe is on the move. An endless line of ragged, mindless holidaymakers, some leading bizarre reptilian creatures.
Oh, hang on, sorry. Dinosaurs?
Slow. Some leading bizarre reptilian creatures emerges from beneath the roots of the giant tree. That doesn't read right.
An endless line.
An endless line.
The line is emerging.
Too many commas. The Queen, at the head of the column, turns and gestures with her fingers. Well, not all of them. Suddenly, surrounded by a misty illumination, the wood elves are restored to a more normal appearance. Then the Queen leads the column northwestwards towards Clan Castle. By this time, they have all gone. The forest birds are announcing the approach of dawn. You are ravenous. Eat a meal.
Okay.
So you're back up to 16.
Well, let's read that, because it says eat a meal or lose 4 points. So if I don't eat, is this just keeping me at my current, would you say? The way that's worded, that makes me think if I don't eat it, actually. I lose 4. So a bit too honest, perhaps, but like
let's read it like that. So you're still on 12 then.
I don't think it means me to make any more. So, okay.
No, it doesn't say it, does it? You're right. You set off eastwards, determined to find the source of the evil that's transformed so many of the forest's inhabitants.
It is a shame, but this book does need to end at some point. Let's do that.
It does.
221. 221.
The forest is full of noises, the tramp of marching feet, the roars of animals.
I remember him.
Armies are on the move. You keep under the cover of the undergrowth as the paths across the forest are full of holidaymaker warriors. You see squads of humans, goblins, elves, and dwarfs, as well as other nameless creatures that the forest has hidden until now. All a blank-eyed, expressionless, mindless thrall, silent, except for the sound of their footsteps and the weird cries of scaly creatures that accompany them. They're marching to the west, towards Clan Castle and the rich settlements beyond. Your eastward path branches. You come out of the forest to read the signpost. One wooden arm points north and is inscribed Horfak and Derlin. That's what it says.
That's Horfak it.
And Derlin.
Not Hordak and Dipsy, or whatever it was that we decided last week.
Not Hordak and Zach Dingle. Derlin Mines. The other points east, saying Cleaver Mine and Throke Mine. Which path will you take? North, which is the one we've got written down, so probably 3, 5, 6.
Let's do that. There's no point in doing a poll for that one, is there? There, 3, 5, 6 is north. Yeah, 3, 5, 6.
If we remember a poll, anyway. 3, 5, 6.
Get off our case, everyone.
Get off our case, you motherfuckers. We've got Labour government. Be happy. We are. Because fucking Gullis is gone, a knuckle-dragging bloody primate. You're approaching the centre of the evil, scurrying uphill between bushes and boulders. You hide from the bands of holidaymaker warriors who march past you down into the forest. Some of the mind-enslaved humans are in an appalling mind-enholidaymakered humans, thank you, are in an appalling condition. As thin as skeletons, their skin grey and flaking, their faces featureless except for dark, staring eyes, which some would argue are a feature. Many of these war party include captured animals, huge reptilian creatures I keep fucking mentioning, armed not only with teeth and claws, but also with spikes, horns, armoured plates of bone and clubbed tails. You reach another large rock and peer over it. The path enters a compound which is surrounded by a high fence of pointed stakes. Above the gate are the names Horfak and Derlin. Outside the fence and next to the gate stand two guards. You sit behind the rock and consider your next move. Do you have an egg in your pack? You fucking do.
I've got a big egg. 272. Well, this isn't a choice. This is just a fact. So yes, 272. We better do this.
You've got an egg.
Fact me till I fart.
Okay, your backpack is moving. You look inside, the Pteranodon's egg is vibrating violently. You lift it and place it on the ground. Cracks appear on the shell. A beak appears and the egg bursts apart and a tiny Pteranodon stares up at you. It spreads its wings, hops up and down, then opens its beak and lets out an ear-splitting screech. It is hungry. If you give it a meal from your provisions, do that or don't. Feed it or don't.
Still a bit too early for a poll. I'm going to feed it. I'm going to hope that I can set it out to fight for me. A newborn creature is definitely going to be dangerous. How many have I got left, though?
7.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, it can have one. 1, 1, 2. If it was 1 left, I wouldn't.
No, just stomp on it till it dies.
Just put it out of its misery.
die.
Better than living with me, I'm afraid. 1, 1, 2.
This is your best option. You sit with your back against the rock and watch the baby Pteranodon as it gulps down one of your precious meals. It flaps its wings and settles on your knee to bask in the sunshine. You can tell by the tightening grip of its talons as it is growing stronger by the minute.
Ow.
You push it away. You push it away and stand up to peer over the rock, but the Pteranodon has become quite attached to you.
when you have like a kitten, a real, and their tiny claws are just that much sharper because they're so tiny, and they're like trying to like pad at you, but it really fucking hurts. It's like that, but massive and a pteranodon.
I know that feels. Remember when you put your kitten on my head and it dug its claws into my head? Remember that?
Yeah.
You dick. Fucking hurt that, dude. What I'm imagining instead of this pteranodon is, do you remember the game, the board game Lost Valley of the Dinosaurs?
Sort of, yeah.
And there was a little, plastic pteranodon that you picked up the explorers with. That's what I've got in my head.
Yeah.
So anyone who doesn't know what that is, look it up. Look it up. You push away and stand up to peer over the rock, but the pteranodon has become quite attached to you and it flutters up to perch on your shoulder. The two holidaymaker warrior guards are, or were, aged gnomes, like David the gnome. They see the pteranodon and begin to advance towards your hiding place. You prepare yourself for a fight, but the pteranodon saves you the trouble. With a terrifying scream, it launches itself into the air and swoops towards the holidaymaker warriors, snapping at them with its beak and raking them with its talons. Two old gnomes, even when armed with knives, in control of the iron will of the warlord of the portal, and no match for a playful young pteranodon. That is an old saying.
Playful.
I mean, everyone knows that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I'm fairly sure it's part of an Aesop's fable or something. They retreat down the rocky hillside, pursued by the screeching pterosaur. The gate is left unguarded, and you walk through it. Restore 1 point of luck if you need to. Nope. Turn to 68.
68. That's good. I still haven't used any then.
Nope.
Okay.
That's why you didn't have to. You're inside a semicircular palisade enclosing a flat area of dirt before the cliff rises ahead of you. Scattered across the enclosure are derelict wooden sheds. A well-trodden track leads from the gate in the palisade to a hole in the face of the cliff. The hole is the entrance to the Horfak and Derlin mine workings. That sounds like something from like some sort of Yorkshire kid show. Horfak and Derlin.
Horfak and Derlin.
Or a detective show.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Horfak and Derlin are on the case. Yeah.
Horfak is like really tidy and Derlin is a scruffy fucker. And that's why they work well together, because they're the opposites.
It is. Exactly that. And also the source of the holidaymaker warriors and the other weird creatures that have been terrorizing forest inhabitants. As you watch from behind a hut, another group of scarecrow-like holidaymaker warriors shuffles out of the mine entrance and heads for the gate. With them is a glowering armored beast with a low belly and a mountainous back crested with bony plates. When they've gone, you approach the dark hole. A torch flames in a bracket. Yeah, you take it, and if you have a miner's helmet and candle stub, you do. You put on the helmet and light the built-in lamp. Then you enter the tunnels. The mine is disused and deserted. Some passages are blocked by fallen rocks. Only one trail looks well-worn. You follow it deeper and deeper into the mountainside. It leads you finally to a rough hole at the end of a narrow tunnel. You step through into a natural cavern. In the centre of this cavern stand three huge blocks of black stone. One laid as a lintel across the other two to form a massive gateway. 397.
397.
I think we're nearly there.
I don't know. Feels like I hope so. 397. 397. But if there's a choice, we should probably halt for it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I think so. You have found the fucking portal. You stare up at it, rooted to the spot by an overwhelming sense of alien evil. Every inch of the surface of all three black stone slabs is covered with intricate hieroglyphics, even, that seem to writhe in the flickering light. You try to decipher them, although you recognise none of the symbols. Your mind is filled with appalling images, but that's just your mind. A darkness that is darker than the darkness. A darkness that is darker than the darkness. Underground tunnels seems to hover around the edges of these megalithic slabs. Fucking hell. You shudder as you feel the portal probing into your mind.
You shudder at the terrible writing of the previous sentence.
Darker darkness than any darkness you've ever been in.
Sorry, that just gets better.
Somehow, you know that this monstrous gateway is old as the rock walls have hidden it for eons, older by far than the humanoid races of Cool. You shake your head. You know you must destroy it. If you have a sack of Igniolite, which you don't, so we're going to have to keep going, turn to 158, otherwise turn to 289.
289.
You can't destroy it. The end.
The end. You're sucked off into the portal. And finally, some of the forest has had its way with you. 289. Here we go.
You take a deep breath and step into the blackness between the towering uprights. Your previous mental torment was nothing compared to this. You are assailed by a malignant will that invades your mind, sweeping aside your flimsy objections and denials as it prefers your frantic spirit deeper and deeper into the recesses of your brain.
Oh, the deepness of this franticity is deeper than the deepest deepness
that you've ever deeped. Only the strongest of wills can survive the onslaught of the portal's coercive power. A ring of zombie warding will help, which you don't.
Oh, well, would it?
If you have one. Yeah.
Shame.
I don't think you've got one, have you? I can't see one anywhere.
I don't remember you reading it out. So
I haven't read it out, and I've not written it down. So.
No, then. Never mind.
No, then. I've got the word dappy written, and that's something to do with 1-8. The lake, isn't it? 188.
What if this isn't? What if this is a page that isn't in the scan? I'd have to pretend I've got a ring. Or just die.
Just die. Roll one die 5 times. If the total is higher than your current stamina score... Right, so okay, just roll it 5 times. Your stamina score is 12, so it should be higher, I imagine.
Okay, so not a good start. I just rolled 5 at once. I've got 6 and a 5. That's 11. Yeah, I've already gone over because there's a 3, a 2,
no.
and a 1.
340.
Weirdly. 340. This is 340. Death now, surely.
Got to be, hasn't it?
Has to be.
Yep.
Dead.
Your will snaps. You scream in anguish and despair as you feel your memories being stripped away, and then you feel nothing at all. You cease to exist. You are now
nothing at
all.
Now
on holiday.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. A mindless minion of the warlord of the portal. You're done. A dead. You're dead. Get over it.
So I
done.
Needed a
big cross
ring
for all of this
and
shit.
A bag of. Something like a rock.
Sack
yeah.
of dicks. Big sack of dicks. That's what we needed. Done. Over.
Right, well, and normally I've got one of those with me at all times, but for some reason I didn't bring one on this adventure.
I know.
Big sack
I know.
Of
Forever
dicks.
Show me your bag of dicks. And I keep saying, I don't want to see your bag of dicks, mate.
Do you want to have a look now?
They are now rotten. No. Yeah, I do actually. I say no, but I'm kind of, I would, if someone said to me, do you want to see my bag of dicks? I'll probably go, yeah, all right.
One look can't hurt, can it?
One look can't hurt. Neither can four more.
I can't help but feel that we've wasted everybody's time. But there you go.
Well, that's what
this is, isn't it?
Oh, shit. Yeah, these things happen. I mean, whatever. Get over it, everyone. Now, the sad news is... Yeah.
Go on.
The sad news is, Martin, isn't it, that now there won't be a new episode of Campaign on Dice until September.
Well, yeah, okay, that's the decision that I was going to talk about as having, but yeah, if you're cool with that, I'm
cool
with that.
No, let's fuck it. Well, I think if we're going to start a new book, we should start it after our summer solstice. Start strong and maybe potentially live. But that will be the first week of September. We shall see about the liveness.
Okay.
But yeah, this podcast... It's now going on at some break because it seems silly to start a book that, you know, unless we died within a couple of weeks, that's a bit different. We can't guarantee that. So it makes sense to maybe keep your appetites...
Whetted?
Whetted? I was going to say that.
With an H.
Someone's banging on my window then. With an H. And then you can, come back in September and have a new book.
Perhaps we'll do... we'll find one that we've liked that we can... Maybe spread out over the next few weeks, like a best of.
Yeah, I think so.
And that won't be too bad then. But yes, hopefully, what was that, 10 or 11 episodes you've just done?
10, I think, wasn't it? Was it 10?
Fucking hell. That's probably about right, yeah. Double digits. Doesn't happen very often, does it?
Does not, and we still fucking died, so...
It doesn't happen very often, and we lose. Never mind. That seemed like there was a lot of things we didn't pick up.
Never mind.
And I went... the long way around, because it took me 9 episodes to get to where you got in episode 1. So that's...
Yes.
Well, no, actually, I suppose technically it took me like 7 episodes, but, you know, the point is the same.
The point is exactly the same. So that's it. So, you know, do all the things we normally ask you to do. If you're not a Patreon member, then join that. Become a patron. Which is to say
you
that all of our podcasts... You can,
other people who have also joined Patreon. That's good,
you can. It? Yeah. But just because this one is stopping, all of our other podcasts will continue throughout the summer. Because we record those in advance, so we're fine with that.
Because we're clever.
You know, we're going to build up a massive fucking bulk of podcasts over the next couple of weeks. ready for the summer. So yeah. Please do continue to listen to all of those. And if you are a patron already, obviously things like the occasional Atari and Cryptic Crosswords will continue throughout the summer as well. Because you pay for those, it'd be a bit rude not to do them, wouldn't it?
It would seem
a bit harsh. So yeah. Not having them for a month. So they will continue as well. But follow us on all the social medias and obviously go to the website, buy some t-shirts to treat yourself for the summer because, you know, we might get some summer weather and you might want a nice t-shirt to wear. And where else are you going to get a nice t-shirt? Proper shop. Yeah. Don't be stupid. What are you morons or what?
They don't sound nice ones. Only we do.
Yeah. Only we do. Now fuck off till September. Got Labour government, be happy.